Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we finished with verses 13 through 15. Today we will be starting with verse 16.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Hey, have your Bible ready. We're going to be in Titus chapter 1, and we're going to start here on the final verse, verse 16 of Titus chapter 1 today. But first, I'd like to share something with you pastors out there, that pastor in churches and so forth, that you may have a large church, you may have what people call a small church, average church. Look, numbers is what you're referring to when you say large or average or small or whatever, but not souls. We are after souls and to build souls up. And so really, when we think about it, we don't think in that thing. We're thinking about the idea of building people up in Christ. Now, the reason I say that, if you go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, let me do that by letter. If you've got your pen ready, preacher or member of the church, write this down. Okay, you might be a Sunday school teacher, you may be a deacon, but write this down and share it with your pastor. But I hope pastors get this. Our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, www.centralbaptistocala.org. O-R-G. All right, so hopefully you've got that, and you are going to follow right along with us as we get into this study today. And so please follow along on the study. Now, but the reason I'm telling you to go to this website is that we have a couple things that you may be interested in. Now, there may be some books on some subjects that you're interested in, and we do have an online bookstore. And so you can look at the CBC online bookstore. That's Central Baptist Church of CBC. But look at the bookstore. There are books that are sold over there that a good fundamental, I'm saying a good fundamental King James Version group that has they produce books on various subjects. And so there may be a subject there that you could just breeze through there and browse through it and perhaps find something that you would like to have. Then on our website, again, this is in that left-hand column. Once you get to that front page, the left-hand column, you'll see Read Through the Bible in 36 Weeks. I designed a 36-week, you might say, just a gallop, maybe, not even a gallop, just a good organized way to read through the Bible, because you don't read the same place all the time. In other words, you don't start in Genesis chapter 1 and go till you get done, and then you go next to Exodus chapter 1. It's not designed that way. You'll start out in Genesis chapter 1, 1 Samuel chapter 1, Psalms chapter 1, and Matthew chapter 1. And so you take four different books of the Bible that you're looking at all in the same day, one chapter out of each as you get started. And we'll take it that way. As you take it and go through it that way, you'll see the unity of the Bible. You see the Bible actually is one book. Okay, it's actually one book. You'll see the unity of the word. It's just so evident when you read it through this way. Also, it's 36 weeks because we have a Christian school. And back in the 1980s, sometimes in about the mid-1980s, I designed this Read the Bible Through schedule for our Christian school. And that way, high school students could take them home and read through, and they would have a thing where their parents would verify that they had read through and they'd sign off on it. And there was a reward at the end of the school year. And they had 36 weeks because the school year in actual classes is usually 36 weeks. And so we had that, and I've just kept it forever, it seems like, since then, that we just hand those out every year for people to read the Bible through. Then you'll see a column that says, Dr. Andy Bloom's booklets. Now, when you click onto there, here's the nice thing. Everything in there is free, okay? All you got to do is click on. If you want to read it, then you can just print it out yourself. Now, you'll have to pay for your own paper and your own ink and things like that off your computer, but it's all free, or you may just read it off without printing it out. But the reason I'm pointing this out is we have different things. For example, pastors and deacons should really see this, and every member of the church should know it. It's called biblical church structure. Now, it's called biblical church structure because God designed the structure for the local church. What is the pastor's responsibility? What are the responsibilities of deacons? And then the members of the church. By the word of God, it lays it out how the pastor, the deacons, and all that should be set up. It also lays out for us a little bit of a history in it of us Baptists. Now, not a big, long history book on Baptists, but just a little bit of history of how things got started along that line. And then there's the booklet Building Blocks. Building Blocks is something that years ago I realized we would get some folks saved. Now, this was in my first church. I realized we were getting folks saved. And you know what? We didn't really have a new members class. We didn't really have something going like that when I first took over as a young preacher. So I said, okay, we got to do this. So I put this together on building blocks. It talks about assurance of your salvation, baptism, but also goes into the fundamental doctrines of the church, of the Bible, which should be of the local church. That's what, why we're Baptists. You know, we are Orthodox. Ortho means straight, and dox means teaching. The Baptist church should always be straight teaching from the Bible, not the motivational speakers, not the philosophy speakers, not the psychology speakers that seem to permeate so much of local churches today, but this is straight Bible teaching as it is to men as they are. And so the building blocks tries to lay out the doctrine, different things of responsibility, for example, tithing, offering, and so forth. That's instructed. How to lead a soul to Christ is in there. The doctrine of separation is in there. And so, pastors, all you have to do is go to the site, click on booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and then go through all of those. You can print out any one of them. It's fine. It's all right. And print it out. And building blocks for new members, new converts is great. You can train your people to take others one-on-one after they've been saved and to go to their homes and open it one-on-one. It's got about, I think, 3 questions or 7 questions at the end of each chapter. Been so long ago since I've taught it on several occasions. I usually have other ones teaching it now, but it's a good one. Then the next one, boy, pastor, you ought to have every Sunday school class teaching this. Matter of fact, these booklets I'm sharing with you right now, with the exception of biblical church structure, which I did on a Wednesday night instead, but they have all been taught in all of our adult classes, usually from high school and up, but for sure all the adult classes. And so church fellowship. You realize the word fellowship means a partnership. That's what it means. We think of getting together and eating food and just having some fun. And that's fine to think that way, and that's what the words come to mean to a lot of people. But a biblical church fellowship is partnership, partnering with the Lord and Savior. Think of 1 Corinthians 3:9-11, where it says we are laborers together with God. Wow. Well, the Church Fellowship booklet is in a Microsoft Word document, or you can get it in the Adobe PDF document. Print it out, make copies. You can teach them in your Sunday school, have your Sunday school teachers teach them. They're there for you. And then there's the booklet, In the Way They Should Go. Now, we did teach this. I preached it. But, boy, I tell you what, this is something that's been a help to a lot of parents that had children that go wayward. Had children, parents say, look, we had family altar. We had them in church. When the doors were open, they were there. We had them in Christian school in many cases. We had strict rules and standards. They were biblical. Why did my child go wrong? The Bible says if we train them up in the way they should go, they'd never depart from it, and they would not depart from it, and they have, you know, and some of them have had them that way for years. And they got this booklet and realized, wait a minute, that may not be completely understood the way it should be. So it takes Proverbs 22:6. It really gives an explanation. Then it talks about children who've gone wrong and other things about giving hope. So I would encourage you to read that. And then we have a booklet on Israel. Why do Christians love Israel? Why should Christians support Israel? Well, a lot of churches, a lot of them have turned. They says, oh, no. God has replaced Israel with the church. Well, the devil wants you to believe that for sure. I mean, Satan wants you to believe that for sure, but that's not what the Bible teaches. So you may want to look at that and follow along on that as well. And then there's a booklet called Married or Single. And the idea of married or single, you want to serve the Lord, and you can, whether you're married or you're single. And then Teach Us to Pray. Oh, I wished every member of every church, fundamental Bible-believing church in America, I wish that each member had that booklet and would pray, follow the way it leads and directs us in praying, all that, all of it biblical, and perhaps ways we'll say, hey, pray for your pastor. What do you want to pray? Hey, yeah, Lord, bless my pastor. We have a revival meeting coming up at Central Baptist Church here, and by the time you hear this, it will have long been over and probably getting ready for the next one. But when you talk about it, you know, how do you pray for a revival? How do you pray for your church? How do you pray for one another? Well, this really lays it out biblically how we're supposed to pray for one another. And then the final booklet I believe that we have on there are Turning Souls to Righteousness. Now, I'm in the process of putting another 30-day booklet on there where they're devotionals for 30 days, and I think that you will like it. But we will announce it when we actually do get it completed and we're able to put it up. And that is called Holiness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.